Michael Brown, Iran's president, appears to have changed his stance on possible talks with President Trump. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The country's president, Hassan Rouhani, says they won't talk to the U.S. until all sanctions imposed on Tehran are lifted, saying, quote, the key to positive developments is in Washington's hands. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on the country after Washington pulled out of Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers. Trump has ruled out lifting economic sanctions to compensate for losses suffered by Iran, but has said talks were underway to see how countries could open credit lines to keep the economy afloat. Trump and Rouhani are due to attend the UN General Assembly next month, but any meeting between the two is still looking unlikely.
That's Reuters' Emily Withers reporting. People in Puerto Rico are drilling plywood over windows in preparation for Tropical Storm Dorian. The National Hurricane Center is tracking the storm.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. It has not yet strengthened. The maximum winds are still near 50 miles per hour sustained.
Forecasters expect Dorian to be near hurricane strength when it reaches the western and central Puerto Rican area Wednesday night. The storm lashed the Windward Islands Tuesday, dumping as much as 20 centimeters of rain on St. Lucia, Martinique, and St. Vincent. Forecasters believe Dorian could threaten the U.S. mainland and Florida by the weekend as a minimal hurricane. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Forest fires are still racing across parts of Brazil's Amazon. Firefighters in